This is VOA News. The remote I'm Alyssa Melton. Ultra-cool shipments of the newly approved coronavirus vaccine rolled out of a Pfizer manufacturing facility in the city of Kalamazoo, Michigan on Sunday. They were transported via rapid air freight for distribution to regional hubs across the United States. The Food and Drug Administration Commissioner, Stephen Hahn, told CNN on Sunday that distribution is expected as soon as today. Healthcare workers and elderly people in long-term care facilities will be the first in line to receive the initial round of 2.9 million doses of vaccine. Senior government officials, including some White House staff, will also have access to the first round of vaccines and may be inoculated as early as this week. Staff who work closely with President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence would be among the first in the White House to receive that vaccine. According to news reports, the goal is to prevent further spread of the coronavirus in the White House after multiple events there led to outbreaks. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has ordered a Christmas lockdown amid an alarming rise in coronavirus cases in Germany under new emergency measures, which will last from December 16th to January 10th. All schools and non-essential shops across Germany are to close, and bars and restaurants will remain shut. In a bid to deter outside gatherings during the period, the sale of fireworks is banned, so is drinking alcohol in public. The only concession for Christmas is that up to 10 people will be allowed to meet indoors, which is larger than the current maximum limit. Infection rates have hit record levels in Germany in the past few days. The country now has the 12th highest number of cases in the world. You can follow this at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. The Brazilian government has unveiled its long-awaited national vaccination plan against COVID-19 with an initial goal of vaccinating 51 million people, or about one-fourth of the population. That's all to take place in the first half of 2021. In a document sent to the Supreme Court, which had given the government a deadline to draw up the plan, the Brazilian Health Ministry said 108 million doses will be available for priority vaccination of vulnerable groups. That includes health workers, elderly people, and indigenous communities. The United States has formally removed its designation of Sudan as a state sponsor of terrorism, 27 years after putting the country on its blacklist. The news came via the U.S. Embassy in Khartoum. Today, President Donald Trump announced in October he was taking Sudan off the list of state sponsors of terrorism. It's a step desperately sought by the nation's new civilian-backed government. Such a designation can be a major impediment to foreign investment. As part of the deal, Sudan agreed to pay $335 million to compensate survivors and victims' families from the twin 1998 attacks on U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. They were carried out when dictator Omar al-Bashir was welcoming al-Qaeda in Sudan. The United Nations Refugee Agency says at least 400,000 people have fled militant attacks in northern Mozambique. The UN High Commission for Refugees warned that the crisis could quickly spread beyond the country's borders if regional neighbors don't help tackle the insurgency. Mozambique's northernmost province of Cabo Delgado, home to gas developments worth some $60 billion, is grappling with an insurgency linked to Islamic State. Insurgents regularly take on government forces and seize entire towns. Leaders from Mozambique, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Botswana, and Tanzania are expected to meet in Maputo today to discuss the situation. Parents converged on a secondary school in Nigeria's northwestern Katsina state on Sunday, begging authorities to save hundreds of boys abducted by gunmen. The army had exchanged fire with a gang that took the students from an all-boys government science school in Kankara. A spokesman for the president said Saturday night, but parents on Sunday said they'd heard little more on the fate of their children. And a roadside bomb exploded near a police station in the Pakistani garrison city of Rawalpindi on Sunday, wounding at least 23 people, according to police. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.